Well, hey, Lisa.
Hi, Sarah.
I love the way you just said that. It made me feel like you're so excited to see me today.
I know. Well, you know, again, I don't get to see you often enough, so every moment I treasure more than the last.
We have got to do an entire podcast on if this is actually real. Do we really like each other as much as we portray?
Do you want me to cry in the corner if you say anything other than absolutely?
This is a confessional. So we are. We're going to have to get real. Actually, I've had the SLPs that I work with on Tuesday. They asked, like, do you guys fight ever? And I was like, how much time do you have? Be comfortable.
No, we will. Just remember, if you hurt me emotionally, I hurt you physically.
Fine.
It makes it equally.
That's right. Which is fine because I don't have any emotions. So I think you should just go physical. All right. So what are we confessing today?
Well, our topic today is centered around just weight loss and weight gain and all of that. So I was thinking something like, I eat 14 cupcakes in one setting at a time, or 7 donuts.
Yeah. I think, okay. So it's all going to be about
binge eating. No, I really, right. Actually, my confession is I am an emotional eater.
Yeah.
So I wish I could be one of those people that get really like depressed or emotional and then they just don't eat and they, you know, they have that kind of breakup diet where they get 30 pounds off.
Right.
In 3 weeks. I tend to be the opposite. I tend to just shove everything I can find into my mouth.
Yeah.
Without abandon.
Yeah. You know, here's the deal. Like, I'm 30-something at this point.
How old?
30-something-ish.
Which, like, how old?
Well, maybe, like, closer to 40.
Like...
But still in my 30s.
Almost 40?
Maybe. Anyway, so I've had a long life of weight issues. And so I have spent a long time thinking about that root source or cause of, because what you need to know about me is, A, I was a fat kid. So this has been a struggle my whole life. I mean, I've had moments of thin, but I was a fat kid. I was on a diet in like fifth grade, I think. So this has been a lifelong struggle. But two, I come from a thin family. My entire family, aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, everybody, thin. So I thought, one, was I adopted? Or two, like, what is this root cause? And so I am a thinker, maybe an overthinker, if you will. And so I've always tried to get down to the bottom of the issue. And there's times where I'll tell you, it's simple. I really like food.
Agreed.
Food to me does equal happiness. It is how I entertain myself. It is how I, you know, reward myself. It is something I look forward to the minute I wake up. I think about what I'm going to be eating that day. It's the first thing we do when we go on a trip.
True.
We plan restaurants. And so part of me thinks, like, is there something really wrong with me? Or, like, can you just love food? But now that I'm saying all this out loud, does it sound like I have an addiction?
No, I think what it is, it's totally fine to love food, but knowing limits too. So yep. I love wine, but there's a big difference if I drink one glass versus two bottles.
Right.
So the same theory applies to food. And so I was kind of the same as you as a kid. I was very tall. I'm tall now. I'm 5'9". And I was chubby. I was never really like super overweight, but I was a chubby, tall kid, and everyone in my family, my parents, my brother, were skinny as can be. Toothpicks. Actually, my brother's nickname was Toothpick, and he is 3.5 years older than me, and he reamed me every day about my weight, like would call me fat and used it as an insult. And so I kind of grew up with that belief that, you know, it was almost like shaming for me, the way that he used it. And it was relentless every day. And that's the job, honestly, of a big brother. I don't hold that against him now. But then what happened for me is about 7th grade, I shot up even taller. And so I never gained more weight. And so I was thin, but I still had this perception in my head that I was not thin. And because I was taller, I weighed more than all of my friends. And I had never had that discussion with anybody about, well, you're 5'9", to be 135 pounds is fine when your friends are 5'2 and 105 or 110.
Right.
But to me, I literally just thought, oh, I'm 25 pounds overweight.
You saw the number on the scale.
Yeah. So that's been, even having 2 daughters of my own, a big education point for me is I want them to understand not just what weight means and having a healthy weight range, but a healthy mindset about it. Because even like clothing, how much that matters as a kid, as a chubby little kid, some of the things my mom let me wear.
Right.
And I look back in pictures and I'm like, for real, mom? Like, there are some really cute things you could have put me in that were still flattering, yeah. but I didn't look like a little sausage pressed into a tube top.
I actually always do joke that I kind of loved that I was a fat kid because it made me have to dress modestly. Like, I probably would have dressed like ridiculous if I had a body. And two, it kept me celibate, probably.
Actually, I did not have my first boyfriend until high school.
I was old by the time I had my first kiss.
Same.
So I do think sometimes, like, maybe there are some pros to it.
That you're not a whore.
It also made me funny. I think it made me funny.
You have personality because you can't rely on just being cute.
Yes. So, I mean, like, here's the deal. I have gone back and forth with this issue my entire life. Like I said, I've really, like, thought deeply about what it is and why I have this struggle. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we could, like, I'm not going to spend an hour, like, counseling myself in this session right now. But I do think there are times where I'm okay with it.
Right.
And I still feel attractive or pretty or me. And there are times when I'm not. And I feel, you know, like I can feel my thoughts and all my focus and energy is on how fat I look and how uncomfortable I feel. And so that's the time when I want to make a change. Right. So I do want to be really clear, like this whole episode, when we're talking about our weight loss and the roller coaster of it, what I never want to do is fat shame. Because that is personal. And I'm glad you're telling your girls that, because I do think it's really, really important that you just feel good about yourself.
Right.
I don't think I've ever really been, I'm not really big in the comparison game. So it's not like I want to be thin because I want to look like my best friends.
But you compare against yourself. That's what I find myself doing.
Yeah,
is that
probably.
I did not, so I was thin through high school and through my 20s. And then when I had kids, it's really been a roller coaster ever since. For me personally, because I ended up, you know, your hormones change. I put on weight. I would lose the weight. But it was just this constant struggle of my self-care habits of working out and everything. That changed dramatically once I had children. And I never really found a great balance for that. And so I find myself even now at 45-ish. I'm almost 45 this year. But I find that I compare myself to earlier versions of me. And I'm at a point now where I don't ever... It's not that I don't want to be the body that I had when I was 21. It was a really beautiful body, but I don't feel like I need...
Wow, you felt good about yourself.
No, I look back. I even actually did a post on my personal Instagram yesterday that said, you know, can I do a factory reset of my body? How do I do that? Please don't tell me it's kale. Because right. like, you know, I would like to go back and I look at some of those pictures where I remember thinking I was fat.
Right.
And I'm like... Holy shit, I looked good.
Well, there's that saying, like, you always wish you were as thin as you were when you thought you were fat.
So that's what I tell myself now, is that in 20 years, I'm going to look at pictures of myself and be like, you spent so much stupid time and energy perseverating on something that didn't even matter. You were absolutely beautiful. We're all beautiful, all
exactly
sizes,
right.
sizes and shapes. And I think even with myself, I got to a point where we went full time with our business last summer. And it was a giant emotional roller coaster for me because you lose the security of a steady paycheck. You lose your routine. You lose your structure.
The fear alone of startup. I mean, we didn't know what we were doing, A. Two, just because you have a great idea doesn't mean everybody thinks it's a great idea.
Right.
We were literally just like putting ourselves in a really scary situation.
And not that we ever even questioned it because it was what we needed to do.
Yeah, we were overly confident. Let's be real.
Well, but
but still very scary.
Right. But it is a scary feeling. And I think for me, that's where, again, when I joked earlier about I eat my feelings, that's what I ended up doing is I have literally gained since last summer about 45 pounds.
Yeah.
And somebody once asked me, well, what are you going to do about it? And I thought to myself, well, maybe nothing. Like, who are you to say that, you know, what am I going to do about it? It needed to come to a point where I felt like I had the mental capacity to deal with it because it is. It's not that everybody knows what they're supposed to do. You eat better. You incorporate exercise.
But it has to be a choice.
It has to be a choice.
You have to commit. Yeah.
You can't feel like you're doing it for anyone other than yourself. And it's a little different process this go around for me. So I have, you know, with kids, I have gone through these different periods if I had gained weight, but I could really easily drop it. And it's not as easy now. I'm older. Yeah. My body doesn't respond to it as quickly. So I have to be patient with myself. I have to keep telling myself I'm in it for the long haul. And that, again, I don't want my 135-pound body anymore. I don't. And it's not even that I don't want it. I just don't think I could ever get there without a lot of just unnecessary sacrifice. I like food. I like drinking wine. I enjoy those things.
So you
want to
have like realistic expectations.
I just want to feel, I have a zone of clothing sizes and things that I like to wear that I feel comfortable in that I got to a point where I just didn't feel comfortable in those things anymore. Yeah. And I felt like there, I did get to a point where I'm like, you know what? I really need to do something because even when we went to that conference in Palm Springs and we went to the prom together. Here for my date.
80s prom.
It was very fun. But I was winded a lot faster and more easily than I had ever been previously. And things are like walking up steps or things like that. So for me, it really got to the point where I was like, I'm still really young. There are a lot of things I want to do. And I don't want to feel like my size is impacting any of those decisions. Like even I think about traveling. So like to go see family or whatever, like I don't want to book that trip unless I lose weight. No bullshit. That's stupid. That's stupid mentality.
I know. And going back to, we both gained a lot of weight this last few years working together. I mean, probably doesn't help that we both have the same struggle. And so peer pressure wise, you know, I think that might not be great when we're both getting Slickables, which is this amazing ice cream place down the corner every time we work together.
And pizza.
Or we were eating pizza. We worked together three nights a week that first year, and it was a lot of pizza. And so that didn't help anything too. But I think one thing for me is I've got some control issues. I like to be in control of things, and my eating and weight had to go. In the chaos of a startup, I had to focus on the things that mattered the most at that time. And so the eating, unfortunately, and probably self-care in general went out the window. And so, yeah, I did the same thing. I packed it on the last couple of years.
And you were on TV, too. And I remember
that was my moment. That's when I actually decided to lose weight. And that's what I was just getting ready to say is I have had moments, even at my heaviest, I feel fine and I'm comfortable in my skin. And then I've had moments where I don't. And the impact I was seeing in my life at that time was I didn't want to do things. And so we had this really cool opportunity where I have a cousin who's on Bravo, and we were given some notice that they were going to have the film crew at our big Easter dinner with all of our family. We get together every Easter, and I didn't want to go. And if you know me, I am Bravo obsessed. Like, it's my life. I watch it all the time. And so the opportunity to be on Bravo, life-changing, right? And I didn't want to go because I didn't love how I looked at that time. I didn't want to be on TV. And I, in that moment, I thought, screw this. Like, I'm going. I'm not missing this opportunity. I'm going to do it. And so, of course, like out of all of the things that end up on the cutting room floor, I'm actually the one who had a moment and I am on TV and I'm my heaviest I've ever been in my whole life. And I was sad for a moment. And then I thought, so do something. Like, if that's not, you know, you don't love that, do something about it. And so I did kick it into high gear. Same with you. I've been losing the weight slowly. I started dieting around June, and I think I'm down about 30 pounds. And I took it very slowly at first. Let's talk about some of that. Let's talk about, you guys, I told you I've been on a diet since I was in the fifth grade. So I have done it all. So what are some of the best diets you've done?
Best, or can we remove that word? Can we remove that adjective?
Right. What diets have you done?
Yes, because it is a long list. There has been the starvation diet.
Yeah.
Where I just like felt like if I just, no. I could never.
That's not a diet, Lisa. That's a whole other conversation.
I almost think of like the Devil Wears Prada, where she said she's on that diet where she doesn't eat anything until she felt like she was going to faint, and then she'd eat a cheesecake.
Yeah. Okay.
So it really wasn't even that. It was that I would just decide that I wanted to stop eating bad things. And then I had no prep work or organization for good things. So then I just wouldn't eat anything.
Yeah.
And so that would last a couple of weeks.
That's a bad
model.
Then
I would just binge eat and it was not good. So that was not a good one. I've also done the whole, I don't want to take all of the calories from a full meal. So maybe I'll have like three glasses of wine and some cheese and a scoop of peanut butter.
Well, that's like being responsible, because sometimes you're like, you want a liquid diet.
That was my motivation. You're right.
Right.
Yeah, no. No, and I've tried things. I did Atkins at one point where you eat primarily protein and vegetables and you cut out carbohydrates. And some of these things were successful. But ultimately, if the root of why you're eating poorly stems from like these kind of emotional things, then you're just going to always go right back to your old nemesis.
And that's why I think I'll tell you about the diets I've done in a second too. But the word diet is loaded.
Yes.
And controversial.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't really care. You can email us with your thoughts on it. I will be using the word diet because that is what I am doing. Now, am I doing it for purposes of I just want to eat healthy and get some control in my life, you know, and start feeling better? Yes. But it is, I am on a diet. I don't have a hang up with that word. And I know some people do for various reasons, and feel free to send them to us. But I have done diets that work better than others. The ones that seem to have the most long-term effects are the ones that do change my eating behavior.
Right.
So typically portions are always going to be my problem. I actually don't think I eat that bad. I actually love healthy food. I love vegetables. I love salad. But it's my portion sizes are probably a little skewed. And I learned that pretty significantly when I had a Spanish foreign exchange student. And she was like blown away by our portion sizes here in America. And so I think I need something that teaches me portion control and balance of nutrition. So I have done a lot of different diets. Some worked better than others. Some were extreme, and those never ever work. Like any kind of, where you're only eating like
the cayenne lemon juice.
Yeah. Yes. Those don't work for me ever. I did actually lose a lot of weight this time starting out. I did eliminate gluten and dairy, but I was actually doing that because I wanted to see if there was some kind of metabolic allergy or something going on. It did help me lose weight initially, but I'm now eating it again and I have no impact. So, but I was going to say there are diets where I need to be told literally what everything needs to be put into my mouth. But then I have other diets times in my life where I just want to eat whatever I want in a controlled way. So that's Weight Watchers, I think, is amazing for that. You can eat pizza, you can eat cake, but they're going to tell you, you know, like how many points you have. You know how that whole thing works. You only have so many points a day. And so if you're going to eat cake, you're probably not going to get a lot of other foods the rest of the day. So, you know, that one works. But the one that we're both doing right now that's really working for us because of our time issues and the fact that we have no time for prep or thought about food is Jenny Craig. I think it's been great.
That has been worked really well. So I have only been doing it about a month now.
Yeah, I'm on week three. I started a week after you.
And I have lost 13 pounds, which is great. But when it comes to things like weight loss, I have to remind myself that it did not take a month to gain 45 pounds. So it's not going to be a month that I lose 45 pounds, but I just want it to go so quickly. Yeah. Like now that I'm in the zone, I want it to just peel right off.
Right.
And it's not quite, you know, it is. And actually, in the grand scheme of things, 13
great.
Pounds is
That's
awesome.
That's a very successful month.
But I'm very impatient with
weight loss. And it's dumb. Know. But that's part of the roller coaster because I've had moments where I'm going to commit to this amazing diet. And because it doesn't melt off, I'm like, screw this.
Right. That's that.
Because I'm just
not
invested. Yeah. Right. And that's what I was going to say, too, is the thoughts we have are so hugely instrumental in this issue with weight loss is I have to constantly tell myself that I look great just the way I am and I feel wonderful and I am beautiful and, you know, kind of those like positive self affirmations. Because the worst thing is when I'm like, gosh, I'm so fat. I feel huge. My clothes don't fit. I can't believe I'm this size. And that's what's controlling my thoughts. So then it starts to control my identity. And I really am fearful that I will give that to my daughter.
Right.
And so I never say those things out loud. Because I don't want her to think, well, my mom doesn't feel good the way she looks, then I must not look this way. Or, you know, just not to have that good example of somebody with a positive self-image. And so you do. You've got to be comfortable with where you're at right now and be okay with it. But it's okay to make changes and choices if you want to do that too. And I think we're both in a really good place for that right now.
Well, and I will say you had a significant impact on my thought process as I gained this weight, and I really struggled with it because I was feeling pretty good this time last year. I felt like I was in a good spot. I liked how I looked. It was, you know, could I have done better? Maybe, but I was just in a good, comfortable, healthy spot. And as I started gaining weight, what I think a lot of women tend to do, because I've heard this through friends also, is you punish yourself by trying to squeeze into those old clothes or not wanting to go shopping because why am I going to buy clothes in this size that I'm not going to stay at because I'm going to do something about it eventually? Well, you end up hurting yourself and punishing yourself for having gained weight. And so I remember having conversations with you that really shaped as I dealt with that. It was so awesome because I was like, it's so true. Why is it so easy to shame yourself when you gain a few pounds and it's not that big of a deal.
It does not define you.
There are clothes for every size and you can look good at any size, but you won't look good if you're a size 18 trying to squeeze into a size 10. Like it just doesn't work like that.
That's exactly right. That is one thing for sure is with all of my weight struggles I've had over my life, I love clothes, and I know I feel better about myself when I look good. And so I always made sure to have clothes that I felt pretty in and looked good in and that fit well. And I always did my makeup and my hair because that outside does impact kind of how you feel about your day. I always love the people who like put on tennis shoes in the morning because the minute the tennis shoes are on, they're ready to go. You know, I know if I'm in pajamas all day long and I haven't brushed my teeth or taken a shower in 3 days, I'm not going to be super cheerful and happy and motivated to do things. That's just me.
No, I think that's most people because you even think about, you know, something silly, but like when you have a bra and panty that matches, you're like, oh, wow, I feel like sexy and good. Nobody can see it. But it's that because you've taken that on into yourself. And so it goes into all of those other things, too. If your hair is done, if your makeup's on, if you throw on some cute shoes, a cute outfit, you just feel better.
Yeah. So that's the deal is like, we can't let this weight issue define us. It's not who we are. It's just maybe the situation we're in the moment. And we are making some positive changes. I think accountability is hugely important. So I love doing an episode like this because now we've just told anyone listening, all three of you, that we're on a diet. So check in with us so that we can let you know how we're doing. One thing we won't do is tell you everything we're eating and talk about dieting all the time because nobody cares. No one cares. This episode is really just about us getting real and kind of confessing our struggle because maybe somebody out there has it too.
All right, guys. Well, we will see you next time and share with us what has been working for you, any struggles you might have, because again, we're all in this together. Everybody's experiencing the same thing. So reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
And check back soon to see what we're confessing next.
Later.